We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chavav Amad Aleph, and we are beginning in the bottom of Kuf Chav Hey Amad Beis, the two dots. In the Mishnah, we learned the Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer holds a Pekaka Chaloin, that's something that fills up the window. The only way you let it open and close it on Shabbos is two Tanoim. It has two conditions. It has to be tied to the wall, and it also has to be hanging and not on the floor. Because even if it's tied, but if it's on the floor, it looks like you can't tell it's tied, and therefore you put it into the window, it looks like you're making a new oil, a new binyan. Mashiach the Rabbanan say no, bein kach or bein kach paik gavoy. Now what does that mean, bein kach or bein kach? Either you can learn is that say if it's hanging or not hanging, or you can say even bigger kula, that even if it's not tied, it's also paik gavoy. Bein kach means say if it's tied, say if it's not tied, it's paik gavoy. So tomorrow we'll discuss that in the Chacham. Zok to Gemara. Send the Mishnah V'chomer Ben Kach Ben Kach Goboy. My Ben Kach Ben Kach. What does it mean? Ben Kach Ben Kach. Om Rab Abba Om Rab Kano. Ben Kosher Ben Shein Kosher. Say if it's tied. Say if it's not tied. Vehu Shemasukin. As long as it was prepared to be part of the window, then it's fine. Before Shabbos ready, we knew it was part of the window. It's fine. It doesn't have to be tied. And it's not a Shaila Binyan or oil, according to Rabban. Even if it's not tied. So this man the Yama. Rabbi Abba says, Lakula, that the chum hole doesn't have to be kosher at all. Not only doesn't have to be tali, it doesn't have to be hanging off the window, it does not have to be kosher either. Omale Rabbi Yirmiya, Velema Mar, Bein Tolui, Bein Shein Tolui, Vuhusha Kosher. Maybe, Lerm Shan the Rabbanon, that he's saying, Bengach means that of course it has to be tied, because if it's not tied, it looks like I'm creating this wall in the first place. So of course it has to be tied. But Rabbanon B'Mechadish, it doesn't have to be hanging off the window, it can be sitting on the floor, as long as it's tied, that's enough. How do you know to be makel so much that it doesn't have to be tied? But Leim Amar, Ben Toli, Ben Shein Toli, Vusha Kosher. And where do we find such idea? We find such idea in Dama Rabbi Barachan, Rabbi Yechanon. Actually, Rabbi Chanan Yechon actually says this idea that the Rabbanon are only makel if it's tied, but if it's not tied, then even Rabbanon machmer. Dom Rabbi Chanan Yechon, the machlekes kan kach machlekes benager. The machlekes we have here in the Mishnah in Perikol Akelim is the same Mishnah we have by an Erevin regarding the Nagar HaNigrar. The Tanan Nagar HaNigrar. Nagar HaNigrar is like a bolt that's Nigrar means it's tied and it's like schlepping on the ground. Nagar HaNigrar. You're allowed to use it in the Beis HaMikdash. Avaloyim Medina. Vamunach kan vekan aser. So Nagla Migra means that it's tied, but it's on the ground. It's Nigra on the ground because it's not tall, it's not hanging, not dangling in the air. So this bolt is attached to the door with a string, but it's not dangling in the air. It's on the ground. So in the Beis HaMikdash, Dr. Tanakam, he'll be Noel and Boy. Why? Because it's only Issadar Abanon. And in ancient, it's only Gzeira, looks like Binyan, but it's not really, it's tied to it. Therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, where we say, Ain't Shvus HaMikdash, it's Mutter. Avaloib Medina, but added the Beis HaMikdash, you know, I'll do it because Issadar Abanon. Vahamunach, but if it's Munach, which means it's not tied at all, Kan Vekan Oser, even in the Beis HaMikdash, it's Oser. That's what Tanakam holds. Like Rashi explains, Tanakama holds that if it's not tied at all, then it's a shailava deraisa. Because when you put it into the wall, it's chai because of boina. And it's an issa deraisa is in the base of mikdash also. Rabbi Huda argues, Rabbi Huda oimer amunach, if it's munach, even if it's not tied, it's mutav mikdash. Because only the rabbanon. When it's not tied, it's only the rabbanon. By nigrar, and if it's tied, but it's schlepping on the ground, the medina. It's mutav even the medina. So comes a fear Rabbi Huda. When is it Osir in the Medina? When it's Munach. When it's not tied or hanging, then in the Chutzlah, out of the Beis Mikdash, it's Osir. Only the Beis Mikdash is Mutter, because Osir Abaron, so in Beis Mikdash, no one's supposed to be Mikdash. V'tanya, Ezu Nagar HaNigrar, Shenoyel Bei Mikdash, Oloi Bei Medina. What's called Nagar HaNigrar in the Tanakama's world, that Yenoyel Bei Mikdash, Oloi Bei Medina, Kosher Kosher V'Tolui, V'Reish V'Gil Aretz. It's tied and it's hanging, but it's touching the ground. And there you can't do Medina. Rabbi Huda Eimer, Zeh af Medina Mutter, because it's tied. El Ezer Shem Medina Aser, Kosher Eino Le, Kosher Le Talu. It's not tied and it's not hanging. V'shem Toye Menicha V'Karen Zavis. You could take it off and put it in the corner. You could put it away. V'om Rabbi Shua, so far already we have that Rabbi Bachana said, this Machlaik is Rabbi Huda and Tanakamba, the same Machlaik is of Lezner Rabbanon, and this Machlaik is Mefurish, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, which corresponds to the Rabbanon, El Kaponim has to be tied. according to the Tanakam, which corresponds to Rabbi Eliezer, has to be tied and hanging. And Va'om Rabbi Shua Ba'Abba, the same exact thing, like the Maram adds on, the Va'om Rabbi Shua Ba'Abba is like Va'oid. Va'om Rabbi Shua Ba'Abba also the same thing, Shvedu Ula, Man Tana Naga HaNigrar, who's the Tana Kama of Naga HaNigrar, Rabbi Eliezer? That means who's Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanon. So the question of the Gemara is, then this Braisa, this Mishnah Erevin, and the Braisa that's Mefarashit, it's clear that Mechlekes Tana Kama Rabbi Yehuda, and that Mishnah is, if in the Medina, it's mutter when it's kosher and not tali. But everyone agrees that if it's not kosher and it's not tali, kosher means tied. If it's not tied and if it's not hanging, then the halacha is that it's also in the Medina. So how could here we say that ben kach means ben kosher, ben shein kosher, v'hushu mesukun, that it's mutter, it doesn't stem with anyone. Because it doesn't stem with Rabbi Yehuda, Abba doesn't stem with Tanakama. So what's going on? Why did Rav Abba pick
to say the Rabbanon is being kosher and kosher?
He should say, less of a chiddush. The Avada has to be kosher according to the Rabbanon. It doesn't have to be tali. Why do we have to make a chlekes Rav Eliezer and the Chacham and mikotza la kotza? Who's that man the Yama? So the Gemara, Amalei, I know the Amrika hai Tana. You know, I say like this Tana. We have another Tana in a Braisa, in a Tesefta, which says that you don't need anything. The Tanya, Kono sheskinu ba'abayis liyas pesach u'ne'elbay. A stick, a reed, a certain type of stick that the ba'abayis prepared to open and close the door with. Bizman shekosher v'tolu v'pesach pesach v'ne'elbay. When it's tied and hanging in the Pesach, then you can use it. Ain't kosher v'tolu. If it's not tied and hanging, ain't pesach v'ne'elbay. You can't use it because it looks like you're making binyan. Rav Shimon Mila, Emer, no, Masukun al Pisha ain't no kosher. Rav Shimon says clearly, if as long as it appeared before Shabbos, Masukun means it was set aside as a Keli, not a Keli, set aside as a opener and closer, you know, as a key, as a lock, as a bolt. That's enough. Alpha Pisha ain't no kosher, even though it's not tied. Even though it's not tied, that's enough. It's Masukun al Pisha ain't no kosher. So you see, Klar, Rav Shimon Mila holds, it doesn't have to be kosher. So he says, I go like this to Sefta, which has Machlokes Tanakama, which is like Rabbi Eliezer, and Mishnah Gemilah, which would be like the Rabbanon. And here we have Mekatzah Lekatzah. Tanakama holds, needs both. It needs Kosher Vitalu. And Mishnah Gemilah says, doesn't need either one. And that's how Rabbi Abba learned our Mishnah that's going according to Mishnah Gemilah. So Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Shilas, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yechlan, Halacha Ker Mishnah Gemilah. Rav Yehuda Bar Shilas, Rav Asi said over Mishnah Rav Yechlan, Rav Yechlan holds, Halacha Ker Mishnah Gemilah. That would mean that if you have his bolt that's prepared for Shabbos, you're allowed to use it in the door, in and out, and same thing with Pekaka Chaloin, in the window, in and out, no problem, even if it's not tied at all. Because you pass the Rosh Hashanah meal. All it has to be is be prepared. Once you're prepared for Shabbos, that's enough. That's what we're saying, Moshe Rabbi Yechon, he holds the Rosh Hashanah meal. Very thing about Akasha, Umi Omar Rabbi Yechon Hochi, how can you say Rabbi Yechon holds that you have this stick, or you have this Pekaka Chaloin, that it's enough just to be prepared, and that will be enough to use it on Shabbos. And that's the Shaila is about it's binyan. It won't be binyan, but the more that's the kasha, it's another problem. It might be a muksa problem here. Why? But now we learned in the next Mishnah coming up, it says in the Mishnah, Kol kasuya kelim sheyesh lam beis achiza metalim b'Shabbos. All covers of kelim that have a handle, it'll have to be metalted on Shabbos. V'om Rav Yehuda v'ashilas v'om Rav Asi v'om Rav Yechanon, and Rav Yehuda v'ashilas, the same person says b'shem Rav Yechanon, this whole din that you're allowed to be metaltal a cover with a handle, it has to be a kli for other things. That it's a cover of a kelim is not enough to give it a shem keli. It's a chiddush of Rav Yechanan. That it's a cover of a keli is not enough to be called a keli. It has to serve as a keli with something else. This is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. The who shiash teres kli aleim means there has to be a roya for a different tashmish. And Rashi speaks out, even though we had at the beginning of the parak that the doors of a furniture are called on a talim because as a Torah is kli aleim, what's the shame kli? It's only a door of a furniture. So Rashi explains, no, because I could sit on it or I could give food to a katan on it, but it always has to be a kli with something else. That's what he learns of Yechon. I'm saying that every kli, every cover of every pat cover has to have a Torah's kli. It's got to be something else in order to have a kli. And the kash is that here, but how can we say that you this bolt, as long as it's prepared for Shabbos, not a problem of binyan, you're allowed to use it? What happened to the problem of muksa? It has to be teres kli aleim. V'chitim halkanami dika teres kli aleim. Olav Yosei, he also has the kli. Rashi explains that you can mix olives with it, or to smash agoizim, smash nuts with it. So maybe
It does have a kli. And the Torah's kli law. Maybe that's the case. Also, I'll buy Rishon with Torah's kli law. I'll bring a raya from a different place. The Rishon wheel does not hold of Torah's kli. But Tanya Chariyah Shel Dekel Shegodron L'Shem Eitzim Chariyah Shel Dekel that you are going to L'Shem Eitzim V'Nimlach Aleihem Liyashiva Tzoruch L'Kasher. That Rav Shimon says before, Rav Shimon Yilayim, ain't Tzoruch L'Kasher. There's a right, so we had this before. They have these palm tree leaves or branches that you cut down for firewood. Then you decide, you know what? I want to use it for a cheer. The Tanakhama says you have to do a maisa. Since it was set aside for Eitzim, the only way I can make it now as a cheer, and it won't be muksa, is if I tie it up. Rav Shimon Yilayim, ain't Tzoruch L'Kasher, you don't have to tie it up. Machshav alone is enough. So you see, if you're sharing a meal, that you can have somebody that's not muksa, even though it's not a kli, because those chariyos are dekel, not that kli. So stam is like, Rabbi Yechidon is saying over things, v'shesh ha-teresh kli aleim, and here he passed out sharing a meal by nagar. So what's going on over here? You need a kli. Zokta Gemara, Rabbi Yechidon, svir le kavasei b'chada, apal gula b'chada. That means like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamil, of course, holds that you do not need a shame kli. He holds Machshava works by Eitzim, and he also holds by the bolt. Mezuman works also. You have a period that works, and that's enough. Rabbi Yechanan passes like Rav Shimon Gamil regarding the aspect of Baina. And he says, even if it's not tied, and if it's not hanging, it's fine. It is, you can use it for the windows. Not a problem of Baina. There's another thing that Rabbi Yechanan says, you always need a shame kli on it. That is not like Rav Shimon Gamil. That he holds also is true. So Rabbi Yechanan feels like Vaseh Bechada, holds my one thing, you don't need to be kosher. It could just be a prepared, Mesukhanapish and a kashur, like Rashi says, that's enough. Well, Paul Glavachada, but he argues on him and he holds he needs a kli. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yechanan, you need a shame kli on it. So this bolt, the only way it'll be able to use, you have to prepare it for Shabbos, that shouldn't be a problem of binyan. And also, it has to be ready to use for something because it has to have a shame kli. Now, I just want to speak out. The Taisvis does not like this pshat, because he says, he doesn't like this whole pshat of Taisvis kli, because he holds that if something can be used as a pat cover, that alone could be called a kli, and therefore Taisvis has a different pshat, ayin sham.